Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
the grace through the heart is on fire. Melt away when the walls are closing in. When I look at the faces where we used to be, and it's reckoning.
I'm gonna buy you that.
And no, I'll never be alone. There was another in the fire. Standing next to me, there was another in the water. Moving back to sea. Should I ever need any light? But how I've been set free, and it crossed the best of birth. There's another death for me. There's another in the fire. All my death has been set to me to water. I'm no longer a snake in my sin anymore. Should I fall in the space between what remains of me and its reckoning? Either way, I won't bow to the things of this world. And then, no, I'll never be alone. There is another in the fire.
next to me. There's another in the water who is covering me. Father, we just thank you and praise you for another day to come to your table and feast on the bread of life, to drink the water that we will never thirst. eat the bread that we will never hunger. We ask you, O God, to release the anointing this morning that would make a difference in our lives, that would cause us to draw closer to you, Lord. Father, we ask you to touch your servants today. Anoint them afresh, O God, as they stand in need of a fresh anointing. We all stand in the need of a fresh anointing. So we are asking you today to anoint us all afresh. Anoint the four winds, the north wind, the south wind, the east wind, and the west wind. That it, as it takes this word to take it to the farthest parts of this earth, that it will not return void, but it accomplish what we sent it to do today. Lord Jesus, we ask you to heal the sick, open blind eyes, unstop deaf ears today. Cause the crippled to get out the wheelchair, get off the bed. Lord, we ask you to drape the virus that is taking so many lives. Father, we ask you to send your peace in the earth. Let your love begin to manifest even more in the earth, God. Father, we are praying today, God, for the spirit of forgiveness, the spirit of repentance to sweep the earth, O God, with the blood of Jesus, O God, to set the captives free, O God. Mighty God, we ask you to come into this service today and take complete control, that it be not about us, but all about you, Lord God, that our minds will be set to do what you call us to do, Lord God. Lord, we will put aside the weight and the sin that so easily beset us and continue to look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, God. We ask you, O God, to bless us, O God, as we diligently seek your face this morning. In Jesus' holy name, we ask you to bless the apostle, bless the bishop. Allow them to do what they're called to do, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Come on in, bishop and apostle, Washington, and let the Lord use you all. Jesus' holy name, come on in.
Amen. Praise God. We praise the Amen himself.
Amen.
The great and faithful witness, our Lord and Savior. He is the great and faithful witness. He is the Amen. And he has all control, everything is in his hands. Glory be to God. I thank God we're in his hands.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. You say amen to those prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We, of course, always give honor to the Most High God as we praise him and thank him for all that he is, for all that he's done, and for all that he will do. We thank him in advance for what he will do, because God never stopped giving. Hallelujah. He continues to bless us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank him right now. Not yet. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So, we got to get the right perspective when it comes to the Word of God. So we thank God for all of you, Pastor Calendar, once again, man of God, a man of God who loves the Lord. Nobody can be called a man of God. All one of God, if you don't love the Lord, if you don't really know what it means to serve the Lord, and certainly we do serve. We are the friends of God, but we still have to serve. We still have to do the work, and certainly you do the work. And we give you honor today because we give honor where honor is due. Glory be to God. You're a person that is not selfish and share with all of those whom you love. And not only those whom you even know, but you love everybody, but you share with strangers, you share with the poor, you share with those that can't give you back. And that is truly a blessing from the Lord, and it's a testament for what we're going to be talking about today. For a bit, amen. It's why you've got the fire. You got the fire of God in your life. You got the fire.
Yes.
The fire is in you. The fire is in our Apostle Millie on this line right
yes,
now. Hallelujah. We thank God for her obedience and for her humility. I admire so much how humble she is and patient she is, you know, and having those gifts of the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, and the gifts of God, those that are so precious to a believer. But it doesn't come easy. Glory be to God. Those gifts,
amen.
The fruit of the Spirit doesn't come easy. Glory be to God. But it does come. So we thank God for you, Apostle Millie, on the line, and for your obedience and your steadfastness in the word, the woman of faith, hallelujah, of great faith. We thank God for her. We thank God for Jesus Frazier, our prayer warrior, hallelujah, our praying preacher. We thank God for him. Glory be to God. We honor him as a brother. Glory be to God, a brother who's always there. Glory
yes,
be to God.
Yes, yes.
The first one on the line all the time, most of the time, never miss a service. Glory be to God, and that is great. That is great. But not only don't he miss the service, but he gives of the Lord. He gives his time to the Lord.
Yes,
he gives prayers. He prays for people he don't even know. Glory be to God. So, you know, that's where we get these blessings that we get. Glory be to God, because we give our time. We give our energy. We give of our substance. We give of our all in all. And this is how we get the fire. Hallelujah. So we're going to be talking about the fire. We're going to be talking about the church. Glory be to God. The church of today, those churches that Jesus talked about in Revelation are still, we have churches exactly like that today. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And so we're going to be in Revelation chapter 3. That's where we're going to be. And I honor everyone on the line that come to this line and give and sacrifice and give to this church. This is God's church. It's not our church. This line belongs to God's church. This is not a prayer line. It is a church. And we are the people of God, and we are the church. Amen.
Yes,
we don't have to have a building. The building is not the church. We are the church.
Yes.
The church is the one that gives. The people of God, we give. But as a body of Christ, we as a body, we come together as a body. Amen. But individually, we're all a church. And then we come together in a congregation. We come together as a body. And that's what we're doing on this line this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the stewards who come. Hallelujah. The stewards who give to the church. Hallelujah. Give to the Lord with their lives, the sacrifices that they make with their lives as well. Glory be to God. The sacrifices that they make for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank
we thank God for them. And we thank God for Minister Andera, who comes every other Saturday. We thank God for Minister Darlene. She comes every Saturday. We give honor to all of those
lines.
Those who are faithful that come. You know, being faithful is so needed. That's how we get fire, when we're faithful.
Amen.
That's how we get the fire of God shut up in our bones. When we're faithful
Lord,
to God, when we give of God, hallelujah, when we give to God, you know, we can't buy the gift. We can't buy the fruit of the Spirit. These are things that we can't buy. And Jesus said, come and eat, come and eat. And you don't need money. You can come and eat, come and drink. And you don't need money to do this. You don't need money to have the word of God. So let's get into the word. Sister Anna might be on the line. We love you, woman of God. Mother Grant may be on the line. We love you. Another one that gives and makes sacrifices for the Lord. You know, we have people that come on this line that's serious about God. Glory be to God. And we thank God we're connected, divinely connected to those who are connected to the true vine. Amen.
Amen.
Preaching about, we're connected to the true vine, and we're making strides in the kingdom. Hallelujah. We're being pruned. We're being put in the fire so that we can get better, so we can get more of God. Amen. More that the wealth of the world could never know about. Could never know about. You can't buy love. You can't buy kindness. You can't buy joy. Huh?
Jesus.
You can't buy long suffering. You can't buy these things. Nowhere in the world money is going to buy that. But it comes from God.
Amen.
God blesses us with these fruit of the Spirit. He blesses us with the gifts. Amen.
Amen.
Doesn't cost you anything but you. God wants us. He wants our heart. Amen.
Yes.
So that our soul can live forever. Glory be to God. Live forever with him. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God. I try to think of everybody. You know, I'm not Deacon. Deacon Fraser remembers everybody like real fast. He can come up with names real fast. But the ones that are always here. We thank God for all of those, our friends in Africa, India, around the world. We thank God for those pastors who are making those sacrifices as well. My God,
yes.
We thank God for them, and they pray for us. They get these messages, and they pray for us. People around the world is praying for us. Isn't that a wonderful blessing? Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes.
Honor to them, too, our friends, our faraway friends. They're far away. We're all in different states, and you know, but we're still divinely connected to the vine. Amen?
Yes,
I love that message, Apostle. I've listened to it again, and I'm going to go back and listen more, because we got to be connected to God in order for us to get those wonderful gifts that only God can give.
Amen.
It doesn't come like a lot of people think it comes. Glory be to God. And so, again, I just love you all, and I thank God that I've been given the opportunity to come back here to Blog Talk. Amen. It's wonderful. It's God. Remember, it's God's line. It's not our line. This is not our church. It's God's church. And when we know it's God's church, we're going to treat it as such. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to give reverence to God on this line. Glory be to God. We thank God for that he has given us the courage and given us the stamina to continue to stand. And you all to stand on his word. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know how this TV came on. I think I hit it by mistake. I think that's what I did. I'm sorry about that noise in the background. I don't know how it came on. Sometimes it's on the sofa and we sit on it. Yeah, that's what I did. I sat on the remote. My God, I hope it's still working.
Ooh.
Yeah, hope it's still working. But I'm going to turn it off. You'll find out later. Anyway, we're going to be, like I said, in chapter 3. We're going to go to several places in the Word today. And I'm excited about this Word. I'm excited about the Word all the time. Glory be to God. And I know there are those on this line who are excited. We are going to be in chapter 3. We're going to start out talking about this gold. Is gold. The gold tried in the fire that's purchased from Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's purchased from God. And we're gonna get into one of those churches after we talk about the gold that's tried in the fire. And we're gonna be tried in the fire. I got people, we got believers on this line that's been in the fire, and you know what it is to be in the fire.
Yes, right.
And when you come out the fire, you will have experienced God.
Mm-hmm.
You will experience Almighty God, because he's right there with you. You ain't going to burn in that fire. You
Amen.
Can't burn in that fire. My God, hallelujah. We want God to you know, we're going to be tested by the refiner's fire, and it's about our faith. and it'll grow us in our faith. So let's talk about it. We're going to start in Revelation chapter 3, verses 18. And I'm in chapter 3 in my Bible. We're just going to start there, but we're going to be kind of going to other scripture too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so in the scripture, once again, thank you all. In the scripture of Revelation chapter 3, verse 18, Jesus says, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich. This counsel comes from the Son of God, who is given to the church, to the Laodiceans, whose works concerning the kingdom of heaven were not right at all. Amen. The Son of God is speaking to them directly to the church of the Laodiceans. They weren't about kingdom business. Jesus said they were neither cold nor hot in verse 16. Let's read here. Hallelujah. In verse 16, I'm having a little trouble this morning, so bear with me, please, with my eyes this morning. But glory to God, God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth, my God, making Jesus sick. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had something in your mouth that made you feel sick?
Mm-hmm.
Or been around certain situations that just made you feel sick,
mm-hmm,
and disgusted, yes, and made you feel like you wanted to throw up? Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way Jesus felt. Hallelujah. I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You say I'm rich and have not acquired wealth and do not need it. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. And I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich and have white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness and salve to put on your eyes so you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come and eat with the person and they with me. And to the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as victorious, and sit down with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Let him hear. Jesus is letting them know, you're not of me. You are mixed breed. Hear what I'm saying. You're a mixed breed. How does water get lukewarm? You have the hot, and then the cold is added to it, and then it becomes lukewarm. Simple, simple stuff. This is how Jesus taught. You're lukewarm. They were getting water cold and water from another place that was hot. And when it came in, it mixed up, and it became lukewarm. Now, there's a lot of information on that, but we're not going to go there. But when the water got to them, it got lukewarm. And so what happens is he's saying that the church is lukewarm because you're getting your goods from someplace else. It's not coming from me. you are a wealthy, they were wealthy in all of their goods. They had much silver and much gold. They had everything. Their finances were there. They had the wonderful, beautiful garments that they wore. My God. And they had pharmaceuticals. They were actually making medicine. Just like right now, the pharmaceutical business is extremely wealthy, extremely wealthy. And some of that medicine is actually killing people. Some of that expensive stuff that they're selling, poor people can't even buy it. It's too expensive, but you got people with money that can buy this medicine. The pharmaceutical business is not about healing. It's about making money. But anyway, they actually made medicine back then, and they had a lot of money. They were very, very wealthy, but they weren't wealthy in the spirit of God. Amen?
Amen.
Telling them, you're lukewarm because you don't know me. You don't know me. All you know is what you have acquired in your life. That's what Jesus is saying. It has nothing to do with me, nothing at all. And that's why he said, I feel like I want to spit you out. I'm going to spit you out. Now, the reason why he says that is because they just have made him so disgusted, because they're all about themselves. They're not about the people. They're not about the poor. They're not about even giving to the poor. It's all of their fine garments that they want to wear, all of their fine jewelry, because they had a lot of jewelry back then. Gold was so popular, you know, that was their currency. They didn't have paper money. They had gold. Hallelujah, and silver. They had so much of that, but they did not have the Spirit of God. They did not have love. They did not have what you cannot buy with money. They did not have that. That's why God called them poor. He said, you are poor. You're not rich. You're poor because you don't have my Spirit. Glory to God.
Amen.
You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't buy the gifts of God. They didn't have any of the gifts of God. But Jesus said, he's still saying, I'll give you a chance. I'm at the door. Now, there's no open up the door and let me in. He stands at the door, but they're not listening, just like the church is not listening today. They are not listening. The doorknob is on the inside. You got to open up your heart. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't say, I'll come in. He said, I'll come in if you open the door. If you invite me in, I'll come in. Jesus is not going to force himself on anyone. We have to open up to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. We got to give unto him. So this counsel comes from the Son of God. It's given to the church of the Laodiceans, whose work concerning the kingdom of heaven are neither hot nor cold. Verse 16 says that they were lukewarm, right? It is made very, very, very apparent that the lukewarm works are unacceptable to Christ, who is warning them. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I'm going to spit you out. Keep that in mind. God is going to spit those out that do not have his Spirit, that do not have the gift of the Spirit, that do not have the fruit of the Spirit. There is no fruit of God. There's no fruit of the Spirit with these people. The majority of the churches today might be or can be described as a lukewarm church when it comes to the works related to the kingdom of heaven. Many Christian leaders and their followers say that they're Christians and truly believe the word of God. At least they do it intellectually. They've learned the word. They know the word, but they don't know Jesus. But
Amen.
They know the verses. They know the Bible. Hallelujah. However, very few of them actually stand for what they know is right according to Scripture. A good number of believers in Jesus want to believe man rather than please God. They want to look up to people rather than please God. They want to go to all of these conferences, and they got to buy their ticket and get in. I got to go see this one, and I got to go see that one. Well, you know what? They can't get you into heaven.
Amen.
They cannot get you there.
You can go to all the conferences you want. You can go and listen to all the preachers you want to listen to. If you don't have God, if we don't have the Spirit of God within us, we are not going to be with him for an eternity. We cannot be. You have to go and buy gold from God, buy the silver from God. You know, God really likes gold. There's so much gold in heaven. Don't let nobody tell you not to wear your gold.
All right.
Don't nobody tell you that. Because when you get to heaven, in heaven, you're going to be walking on gold.
Amen.
Gold in heaven, gold lampstands. There's so much gold. Read the scriptures about all the gold. They got at least 500 and something scriptures about gold. And over 300 scriptures about silver. God likes gold. All right, so don't let nobody tell you you can't wear it. It's a sin to wear gold because it's not. God likes gold. Hallelujah. And so God is just telling them, you have to be with me, and you're not. You're lukewarm. If you're hot, that's one thing. If you're cold, it's another. And he would prefer you be either one. Because if you're too hot, he can calm you down. So some people get too hot. They get too hot. They get on their high horses, and their nose is in the air. You even see some preachers prancing up and down on the altar with their nose in the air. Prancing up and down, dressed up with their robes, their beautiful robes and their jewelry, and don't have the Spirit of God.
My Lord.
Prancing up and down, preaching, and everybody's clapping. But who are they clapping for? They're clapping for him. They're praising him.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to see them. They don't go to get some Jesus. They don't go to hear a word from God. They go to hear them. And so they're teaching for what they know. It's coming out of their head. They got it. They got head knowledge. But they don't have heart knowledge.
All right.
They don't have God in their heart. Amen? And that's what we have to have. So they believe the word of God at least in their mind, intellectually. However, very few actually stand for what they know is right. Keep that in mind. They're not doing what's right. And if we're in churches and they're not doing what's right, oh, my God, woe to them. Because Jesus is coming to judge his church first. Amen.
Amen.
The church is going to get it first. So if you're lukewarm, you can't make it. If you're cold, fire under you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
If you're cold, he can work with you. If you hot, like some of them, they're hot tickets. They're hot. You know, y'all know the ones, y'all know the names. I ain't going to mention no names. And they'll pay any amount of money to go and see these people.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to pay God.
Amen.
You don't have to pay. You don't have to get a ticket. It's not going to be a ticket to get to heaven. We can't buy our way into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We can't buy knowledge from God. But we can sacrifice and get wisdom. We can sacrifice our life and get wisdom, get understanding from God. It doesn't come with money. God doesn't need our money. Hallelujah. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns everything and everybody. He don't need your money. What he wants is your heart. What he wants is your life dedicated to him. Glory be to God. But we go and run to see all these people, these prophets and these pastors and these bishops and all of these, and people are looking up to them. It is not about Jesus, y'all. And that's a loop. That's what is lukewarm. God said, "Come to me and buy your gold." And it makes you think, what is God talking about? Buy gold. He said you didn't have to buy anything, but what you have to do is buy in. Hear me. You got to buy into what Jesus is saying. You got to buy into the word. Hallelujah. How do we buy in? We buy in by bonding. Bonding with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Buying bonds and buying gold bars and all these things is not going to get us into heaven. But we can buy in to the knowledge that we can get from God. Buy into wisdom. Buy into understanding. My God. Buy in by sacrificing to God. Giving of your life to God, that's what buy in is. Hallelujah. The sacrifices that we make will get us there. The sacrifices that we make, and as Jesus put us through the fire, we're going to have that faith that is more valuable than gold. Hear me. Your faith. God wants your faith. It pleases him. Don't we want to please God? Hallelujah. We want to bond with Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. So we can get that spiritual wealth. This is what Jesus is talking about. They don't have that. My God, but they got to learn. We got to sow seeds. But because they are asleep, they need a reality check. They need to wake up and repent. You know, they got to have a reality check. And we all need that from time to time. Even those that's walking with the Lord, we need a reality check because we've got to examine ourselves to make sure, examine ourselves regularly to make sure that we stay on track. Amen. That we stay with Jesus and keep our bonds strong through faith. Amen. We got to do that. So now in Philadelphia, they had a little power. But they didn't have enough. But God was saying, you got the name, but you don't have enough yet. You got to give more. But he's telling them, don't give up. Don't give up. But Laodicea was deceived and blind to their condition. They had to change all of their priorities. But because they were so rich, they didn't want to give that up. They didn't want to give up their riches. They didn't want to give up anything for God. They just want to take and be rich. But we must be rich in the spirit. Amen. If we're not rich in the spirit, we got a big problem. God's got a big problem with that. Hallelujah. So many of us prefer to just be part of a big church and we give honor to these people that don't even know God. They don't know God. They only have head knowledge. They are cold enemies. They're enemies. They're cold. They're not hot, but they're cold. And these are enemies. Some of them that look like they're hot and got it all together, but they're too hot because they think too much of themselves. They're so hot, people buying these tickets to go see them. Glory be to God. That's a hot ticket right there. This one is hot. That one is hot. That one's hot. But they're not hot. In terms of spirituality, they're not hot for God. Hallelujah. They got the wrong temperature. They're lukewarm. And God said, I spit them out. Between, they got this in between. You know, they're in between two things. They're in between hot and cold. And God said, no, I can't use you like that. I can't use it. So these people are among those who are advised by the word of God to buy gold tried in the fire. Your faith is going to be tried in the fire. My God, thank you, Jesus.
Praise
you. They think they are blessed
and
in right standing with God. They just think that. Why? Because their mind is messed up. The devil has deceived them into thinking that this great wealth is all they need. That's the devil.
Yes.
Do you know that this world is ripe? It has become so ripe for the deceiver. It's ripe. When we see all the things that's going on, it's ripe. Right now, it's ripe for the master of deception to come in and deceive. Even maybe some people of God. When Jesus tells the lukewarm to buy him gold tried in the fire, we know that he is speaking of spiritual gold, like I just said, because of the scriptures such as Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. where God speaks of purchasing from him without money. Like I said, he speaks of buying things that do not have a price, right? I'm specifying this again. You cannot buy a blessing. We cannot buy God. You can give all the money you got. You can empty your bank account. But if we don't have God in our hearts, if we have not given God our whole heart and our whole life, God is not going to bless that. It'll be used and hopefully for some good. But God is not going to bless you for that because you don't have him in your heart. Hallelujah. He says in this scripture, he speaks of buying things that do not have a price. Everyone that thirsts, come to the waters. And he that have no money, come and buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. So where do you spend money for that which is not bread? And you labor for that which he said, hearken diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I just read to you Isaiah 55, verses 1 and 3. So God, gold tried in the fire, purchased from Christ, is without price. Without a price in terms of the currencies of this world right now. It does have a spiritual price, however. What is gold tried in the fire, and how do you purchase it? When I read that, I said, well, God said that we didn't have to buy anything. So how do we get this gold that's tried in the fire? He said, come and drink, come and eat, and it won't cost you anything. Well, it comes with taking that time with Jesus, making that sacrifice with God, making that sacrifice for the kingdom. And that's how you get it. That's how you get great faith. And when you say to God, God, use me. God, I need you. And God, use me for your kingdom. He's going to use you all right, but he's going to test you, and he's going to put you in the fire. I know about the fire. I've been there. And I'm in it right now.
Amen.
And I've been there before. And I know what the fire is. And
yes.
I know that when you come out, you're going to be stronger. You're going to be wiser. You're
yes,
going to have more understanding. And you're going to love God even the more, if that is possible. You're going to love God even the more. Because if you love him already and you decide that he's all in all to me, my God, and I'll do anything for you, God. I'll go where you say to go. I'll do what you say, God. When you say that, he's going to say, all right, okay. But he wants you to be pure. See, here's
Amen.
It. Thank you, Holy Spirit. What gold means, what is gold that's tried in the fire? All the dross, all of those elements, that dross is burned off.
Yes.
You want God, like the sister was talking about yesterday, to prune. When you prune, that's one way. God is going to prune you, and he's going to also put you in the fire. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that fire is going to burn off all of your impurities like it does with gold. Hallelujah. Because God needs a clean vessel. He cannot use a vessel that's not clean. He will not use it. If we're not willing to go through the fire, you might as well just hang it up. Hang it up and repent. Stop it. Repent. Because if you don't repent, God ain't going to put you in the fire. No. He'll let you go your way. But he'll continue to turn on you so that you can be put in the fire. You got to want God. You got to desire God. When you desire him more than anything, he'll put you in that fire. But people don't want to go there. People don't want to come. We don't want to do any suffering, but it takes the suffering. Hallelujah. If you want to live in that kingdom,
yes, yes, yes.
you got to go through that fire.
That's right.
It's going to be tried. That's how you purchase the things of God. You purchase it from God, from Christ. Revelation, we just read it. And in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7, the trial of your faith. I'm going to give you the scripture. I'm not just talking this like it's me saying this. He says the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You see, gold that perishes is the physical, the tangible, the metal of this present earth. Spiritual gold is your faith in Christ. And every believer's faith in Jesus will go through a fiery trial, like I said. Hallelujah. I don't really need these notes, really. But let me say this. Give God your all in all. Make those sacrifices so you can get that faith, that great faith in God, where there will be no doubt, no doubt in your mind that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. When you pray and you pray the word of God, you have no doubt that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. There's no doubt, because when you have doubt, you won't get anything from God. The word says that. With doubt, you won't get anything from God. You can't just doubt. Because doubt will cancel your faith. Your faith, it cancels it out. You got to give it all to God. Hallelujah. When you say to God, I don't mind going through the fire, God, because I want to have great faith. I want to believe everything that you say, but I want to believe it and do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to be used for the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
But how can you be used if you're being lukewarm? And if everything you have is more precious to you than the Lord? He has to be the most precious. He has to be the one that you're going to adore and not the stuff. You can't let stuff have you. You can have stuff, but don't let it have you. Glory be to God. I desire Jesus more than silver and gold.
Yes,
and I have gold. I like gold. I like diamonds. I like jewels. I do. But I'm not in love with them. I'm not in love with them. I love Jesus. We got to love Jesus. We can't be in love with this stuff. We like it. We buy it, but do we buy that stuff and not give to the Lord? Do we buy everything we want and not give anything to God?
My.
That's when you're lukewarm. When you want to have everything you want to have for yourself and not share it with your brothers and sisters. That's being lukewarm. Jesus is not going to know you.
Amen.
He's not going to know you. Amen. Glory to
Amen.
God. So we thank God, hallelujah. If you're going to be a true believer, you're going to have to go through the fiery trial. So all the dross is to be done away with, burned away, to bring forth that finished pure gold.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
It's pure. And you know what else the Holy Spirit allowed me to realize? That God is pure, is like pure gold. That's why he likes gold. Amen.
Yes,
he likes gold because it's pure. My God, hallelujah. And it doesn't change. Once it goes through the fire, it don't change. It don't go back to that old piece of metal that it was. Glory be to God. It remains gold.
Amen.
It remains gold. You buy a gold ring or you buy something gold, it's not going to tarnish on you. Buy that cheap gold and you see. You buy the cheap gold, it's going to tarnish. But real gold doesn't. So when you're for real, you're not going to turn away from God.
Amen.
And God is not going to turn on us.
Amen.
There is no shadow of turning in God. Hallelujah. He's the
Hallelujah.
Same all the time. And that's how gold is. Once we get it, we get it in its beautiful state, it's not going to change.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But people allow wealth to change them.
Mm-hmm.
You may thought out with God and don't have much. And then when God starts to bless, then we forget our first love. Mm-hmm. We get all this stuff and we let the stuff get us. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We let the stuff rule us. And then next thing you know, we don't give to God anymore. And then we lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We turn back. Hallelujah. We turn back to our old ways.
Amen.
God can't use us anymore.
Amen.
And we have these highfalutin preachers and all these people, and they're on it, and they got their nose in the air.
Mm-mm-mm.
Let me tell you something. They're about to have a nosedive. You're about to have a nosedive.
Mm-mm.
You know that an airplane is one of the only vehicles, and my husband will attest to this, that don't have brakes. It don't have brakes. Did you know that? On the ground. But when it's in the air, no brakes. They don't have no air brakes. So when that plane have a problem, it can't stop it in the air. That plane is going down.
Mm-hmm.
It's going down and it's going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen to us when we get our nose in the air, when we get so high-minded and we want people to look up to us, guess what? You're about to take a nosedive. You're about to crash like that airplane. You done got too high for yourself.
All right now.
You done got way high, and you done forgot about God. You forgot about how you got there. You forgot your first love. My God,
yes.
You know what? You're going to come crashing down.
Mm-mm-mm.
You're lukewarm now. God can't use you. You're going to be crashing. It's a crash. It's devastating.
Glory.
My God, it's devastating.
Yes, Lord.
And it's coming. It's coming. God is not a fool. God knows exactly what we're doing. He knows exactly where we are in our walk. He knows exactly what we need. Exactly.
Yes.
There's no question with God. God don't have questions. Amen.
Because
he is all, my God. So why don't we ask God today, what is my temperature?
My. Come on now.
What is my temperature, God? I need to know what my temperature is, God. Because, God, I want to serve you. I want to give you all my all in all. And I just need to know, where do I need to shape up? But the other two churches had a few things that Jesus wasn't. I mean, read about the churches, the seven churches. But Laodicea was the worst one. God said, I'm going to spit you out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be spit out. I want God to put me, look, I've been in the fire, but God always got me out.
Yes, Lord.
Lord got me out the fire. I was there, but there, but not burning. Hallelujah. There in the enemy was watching, but he prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemy. The enemy.
Amen.
But guess what? I'm not going to burn. I'm not going to burn in the spiritual fire. Glory be to God. But I tell you what, I would rather he put me in the fire here on earth than in the fire of hell.
My All right now.
Hallelujah. I don't want to be blowing up smoke from hell.
Come
Glory
on now.
Glory be to God. Because that's where we go when we take that nosedive, and you could die in the next second. My God, when you crash, when your life has crashed, because now you don't have God no more. It's just like when a plane crashed. Glory be to God. It's nothing but rubble now. Your life is just rubble now. It's not blessed anymore because
Jesus.
You forgot your first love. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
That's how you got what you got. And what you got belong to God. It don't even belong to you. He said, all the gold is mine. All the gold is mine. Everything is mine. God already said that, eh? He said that already. And he means that it belonged to me. Everything in this earth is God's and the fullness thereof. My God, I don't care what you say you own. God is the owner, the King of kings. And the Lord of glory. Amen.
Amen.
So you're going to be tried in the fire. Glory be to God. God's word says that the spiritual gold tried in the fire is more precious than natural gold and that perisheth, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. Spiritual truths are the best when they're understood, when they're compared to natural truths. That's what Jesus did. That's how Jesus taught. Gold is always found mixed with dross in its nature, y'all. Some people don't know that. It must be put through a fiery process which cleanses away the dross to acquire what truly has great value, the pure gold. Every man is given a measure of faith. You're given some gold.
So
you receive Jesus as Savior. Hallelujah. The pure and holy Jesus. The pure and holy God. Hallelujah. The wonderful, beautiful Jesus. So the sin nature, also known as the natural man, is the dross. Hear me. It's the dross that interferes with your faith coming forth as pure gold. Just
yes,
as the dross interferes with having pure gold from the start. So the natural fire burns away natural dross. Spiritual fire burns away spiritual dross.
Jesus.
A filth that was once in our life can be burned away.
Amen.
By the holy fire of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So you buy gold tried in fire. Isaiah 55, 1 and 3. And, you know, it made me think. You see, when you read the word, it makes you think. And I was just reading and reading and reading. And I kept reading chapter 3. My God. And the Holy Spirit was just breaking off things to me. Glory be to God. So that I can get a better understanding of the scripture. Hallelujah. So I just kept reading and reading and reading. Because I need to know more of God. I need to get more understanding. That's
yes,
another thing. You get understanding. God said in all you're getting, get understanding. That's all part of it. When you become tried in the fire, you're going to have greater faith. You're going to have greater understanding, greater wisdom, greater. Your life becomes greater. It's worth it going through the fire. The only way you could be pure is to go through that fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He says, incline your ear. Come to me. Open up the door. Turn the doorknob of your heart and let Jesus in. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. So buying from God gold tried in the fire requires having your ears to his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the sheepfold? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're in the sheepfold, you know about the rod and the staff, don't you?
Okay.
Well, you get to know about the rod and the staff. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And when you're hearing God, you're hearing from him, you're going to him so you can hear from him, and you're making an everlasting covenant with him.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 to 9 reads, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, whereby you greatly rejoice. So now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through the manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and the glory of appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, yet rejoice with joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God, gold tried in the fire, is not only to incline your ear to the Lord, but to hear him going to him, making an everlasting covenant with him, but also loving, believing, and rejoicing in God. Well, the church that's not on fire for God, they don't do that because they want to be praised. They
yes.
want to be honored. They
yes,
want to change their way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Say that
the
again.
God has a great desire for God. I said they want to be praised. They
yes.
want to be honored. It's them. They're not going, and the people that are going there, they're actually doing that. They're praising those people. They tell you to stand up and clap for the woman of God. Stand up and clap
right,
for the man
right.
of God. I'm not clapping for you. I came to praise
that's
God.
Right.
I
Come
came
on
to
now.
Jesus. I came to clap my hands and stomp my feet and lift my voice up to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Stand up. Here comes the pastor. Oh, no. I'm not standing up. No, I'm standing on the
Ooh.
Word. I'm standing
Come on
up.
Now. Come on.
Hallelujah. I'm not doing that. I'm not clapping for you. You are not God. I came here to be with the king. Hallelujah. I came here to honor the king. And
yes, yes,
king.
Yes.
Jesus.
I didn't come here to worship you. Come here. King.
Hallelujah.
You sadly mistaken. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. I give all my honor to God. Amen.
Amen.
Him first in my life. Glory
yes.
God. My husband don't even come before Jesus.
All right now.
Before Jesus, and I love him. My children don't even come before Jesus.
Amen.
My love, my friends. Y'all not going to come before Jesus. No. So, Jesus tells his church that he wants them to either be hot or cold. He wants his church to be a place where people can relax and find
mm-hmm.
healing. My God, you want to go to church and find healing. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
He wants his church to be a place where people can refresh. You need a, yeah, we need a refreshing. We need to go to the hospital and be healed. Go to
yes,
the church
yes.
and get a word of refreshing.
Hallelujah.
I worship in him. And knowing that he's present, most of these churches, God is not even there. It's not his church. It's their church. Amen. He wants his church to be a place where people can come and worship.
Yes.
A beautiful environment filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
The church has to be a healing place. And it
yes,
should be a place of refreshment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is disgusted with Laodicea because
yes.
of their condition. The Lord tells them, I just got to spit you out. I'm just done with this. Hallelujah. They made him want to throw up.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm. Jesus tells the church that, like a drink of lukewarm water, they make him want to vomit.
My Lord.
My God. We don't want God to feel that way about us because we're the church too.
That's right now.
There's the body of believers and we're the church.
Yeah, Lord.
So it means personally and also as a body.
Yes.
And corporately. Yes, sir. Thank you. I do not want to be a part of any church that brings disgust to the Lord. Huh? We don't want to be a part of that.
Really?
They thought they had it all. He looks at them and he tells them, you got nothing. Oh, God. He says, you got nothing. But see, they were proud of their achievements. But Jesus called them wretched, which means you are troubled. You are miserable. You are and you are naked and blind. My God. They were proud of their wealth. But Jesus tells them, you're poor. You're destitute. And nothing more than a beggar. My God, you got nothing in the eyes of God. That's what he was telling them. You got to come clean. Glory be to God. But they were proud of themselves.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus said, you're blind. You're about to take a nosedive. My God. They cannot see themselves as they really are because they're blind, they're crippled, they're crazy.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're insane when you think that your wealth is going to buy something from God. That's insanity. Jesus. There's no one. There's a saying that says, I got to get this right. There's no one so blind as he
that won't see.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop, my teacher. Thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yeah, but I'm saying, but you're still a teacher. Amen. Glory be to God. You teach me all the time. So they were proud of their fashion and their fine clothes, and Jesus tells them that you're naked. Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh. They are totally exposed, and they're revealed to what they really are. Jesus is telling them what you really are. To be naked is humiliation.
The kids now.
It's humiliation.
They don't say wretched. Even though the word says wretched, they say, oh, they're just ratchet. Ratchet is a hand tool.
My God.
They're wretched, and they can't get it together.
Right.
You're
blind and crazy.
You're ratchet.
Amen. Blind, crippled, and crazy. That's what they are. Hallelujah.
Somewhere pushing up bases.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So we thank God for the amen.
Amen.
And we want God. We want God to refresh us. We want God. We want to actually come to a place where we can say amen after the service.
That's
so
right.
Amen. But people are saying amen to trash.
Mm-hmm.
Amen to that. Nothing has nothing to do with God. They even pray in prayers that don't have nothing to do with God.
Sure.
You got to watch what you say amen to. God's signature is not on every prayer. God's
all right now.
He's not in every church. My God, he's not pleased with all the churches. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus comes, and speak to us, he gives us a word that we can carry on. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
When we know how to listen, when we know how to speak the Lord, hallelujah.
Yes.
He will come to us and speak to us and let us know where you're missing it. He'll let us know when you're doing a good job. You ever heard God say, good job, well done? You ever heard him say that to you? I have.
Jesus.
Good job. I have. And when you're not doing a good job, he'll tell you, straighten up. This is not right. Don't say that. That's not right. What you just did, you got to repent. You will hear the Holy Spirit talk to you. That's when you got some spiritual wealth. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
When you've already invested into the kingdom, that's where the spiritual wealth comes from. Hallelujah. Regardless of how this church saw itself, Jesus comes to tell them the truth. He came to have the final say. He gave them the final say. He is the truth, the way, and the life. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That church was flawed. He knows them as they really are. He comes to reveal their true state. Their testimony lied about him. And he has come to set the record straight. God will come to you and set the record straight. That is not of me, and you're not of me. And when he comes to do that, though, it's because he don't want us to perish. He doesn't have to say anything to us, but that's the Holy Spirit's job.
Yes, to come to us and
teach us.
Yes, right now.
Teach us the way. Teach us the truth. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And he's going to do his job because God is faithful. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
All the time. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The church is in trouble. Many churches are in trouble.
Amen.
But not all hope is lost. There is hope.
That's true.
Jesus comes to give them his cure for their ailments. He is the cure. He is the healer. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. When the church stops moving forward, when a church loses its vision, when a church stops being passionate about Jesus and what he can do for them, they are headed, like I said, they are headed for a crash landing.
That's right.
They're going to crash. Don't, no doubt about it. Keep on worshiping those people. Keep on buying tickets and wasting your money to go here. To go listen to people that are not anointed of God.
Amen.
God is not even in the building.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he's not in them. Glory be to God. So be careful where you go and worship. Hallelujah, God. When the people at Laodicea looked at themselves, they saw the perfect church. They were wealthy, powerful, and they felt they had all they needed. But they didn't. They didn't have Jesus. They looked at their possessions and their power. And you know what? Just like many of them think today, I have arrived. I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I got my piece of the rock. No, you don't. You don't have a piece of the rock of all ages.
No,
you got a piece of the rock. You got a piece of this wealth and whatever's in the earth. But you don't have a piece of the rock of all ages. Because if you did, he would be calling you lukewarm. He wouldn't be saying, I spit you out of my mouth, making him sick. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make my Jesus sick of me. I want him to be pleased with me, pleased with my husband, pleased with my friends.
Yes,
glory be to God. Pleased with the people we're connected to. Amen. Yes. Glory be to God. And if people you're connected to don't have Jesus, God said, come out from among them.
Amen.
Don't stop praying, because there's always hope.
Yes, God.
That they'll come around and that their ears will be open and their eyes will be open. Hallelujah. Many churches are right here today, just like this Laodicea church. The sense that they have arrived, is not so. If you walk in most churches today, and I've been in quite a few of them, and you told them that they needed a revival, they would be offended. Apostle, you know it. Apostle,
you
can try to give the man of God a word of wisdom. That's what apostles do and prophets do. God send us to give edification and correction.
Yes, Lord.
Encouragement. Whatever is needed in that church, God will send the prophet. Prophets mm-hmm. are sent on missions. Prophets are sent on assignments. But they don't want to listen to the apostles. They don't want to listen to the prophets. No, they want to do it their way, and they'll run you out of the church. One pastor said they ran him out of the church. Them witches ran him out of the church
mm-hmm.
because they did not want to hear any correction. They did not want to hear what God was saying because they thought they had him. Huh? And they ran the man of God out. Didn't want him when he tried to give them a word of correction. They didn't want to listen to the apostles. Apostles have been to several churches. And I have talked to. They don't want to listen. No, I like it the way it is. I'm satisfied. I'm complacent now. You know, they've compromised and they become complacent. Glory be to God. They become satisfied. I'm satisfied in Jesus, but the world don't satisfy me. And you know what? The more they get, the more they want. The more greed they got, the more greed they get.
Mm-hmm.
They get more greedy as time goes on. They never get enough, y'all. Greed is like that. They never get enough. Even if you're greedy for food, you don't get enough. You eat till you're sick.
This is what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Never have enough. So with Jesus, you're satisfied in Jesus. Hallelujah. And guess what? You're not supposed to ever get enough with Jesus.
Amen.
In terms of I want more of you, God.
Mm-hmm.
I need more of you, God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm satisfied in you, but Lord, I want more.
Mm-hmm.
I desire more, God. I desire to walk with you, God. But sadly, these churches don't want a closer walk with God. They want to walk close to them. They want people to be close to them so you can just shell out your money and give them all your time. You better be getting on our knees and giving some time to God.
Hallelujah.
You tell them they need to be revived.
Yes.
Need to make some corrections.
Yes, Lord.
And encourage them to get on fire for God.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, I don't need anything. We got it all together. Our worship services is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not. They're not on fire of the Holy Ghost. is not the Holy Ghost fire. You
all
just
right now.
People look at you as a hot item. My God. They are hot items, and they pay a lot of money. They pay them a lot of money to come and speak in their churches.
Oh, yeah.
And I was telling my sister last night when we were talking, I said, they, a lot of times when they are hot items, they're always in somebody else's church because they're getting paid. They're getting paid to go to those churches. And the sheep in their house, they're not even preaching to the sheep in their house. Somebody else is preaching. And they're
Jesus.
Going all over getting money. You're supposed to be in charge of the sheep. Not that you don't go and have other engagements other places, but
mm-hmm.
they go to get money. It's not about, let me go bless my friend, the pastor so-and-so, asked me to come and give a word. That's great. But you're not going expecting them to give you a check. Mm-hmm. I want to give you a love offering sign. But do you want to be a prostitute?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be like a prostitute, a spiritual whore that the Bible mm-hmm. about? They're selling the word.
My God,
it's like a woman sell her body for money. They're selling the word.
Yeah.
My God. People go and pay to hear the word. That is ludicrous. That's outrageous.
Nobody
to go hear the word. And
while
they're doing the word, they're doing business in the church, just like they did in the Bible when Jesus took the whip to them in the temple. And yeah, they're selling tapes, they're selling CDs,
T-shirts,
all that stuff. Yeah, because they're doing business in the church. We're supposed to be focused on the business of the gospel, not the business, not business of the world. They want to mix the world. That lukewarmness is you being mixed. They're mixing the world into the church. That's where the lukewarm come from. When you mix that cold water into the hot water, it gets lukewarm, and you're being mixed. You're all mixed up. You're mixing the world with the church. The world is doing business now in the church. That's all mixed up. Hallelujah. And they're doing a mix on the people. The people don't even realize you're being used because it's the blind leading the blind. They don't
Amen
even,
now.
My God, hallelujah. So if you want to be free, allow Jesus to free you. Hallelujah.
Let me add this to you.
Go ahead. Add it, sir. Go right ahead.
I thank you, Holy Spirit. When you were saying about they're prostituting the prostitute and word of God, spiritual whore, right? If you think you're not doing it, if you think you're not doing it for money, just turn on
money.
Turn on some of the televangelists. And I've been hearing it for a long, long time. Well, Pastor so-and-so is going to be in such and such a place in this state. And 2 weeks later, he's going to be somewhere in California. 2 weeks after that, he's going to be in Arizona. Two or 3 weeks later, he's going to be in Louisiana.
They're not in that church.
Where are you at the temple where you are supposed to be?
The shepherd.
You the shepherd.
The sheep are there. Well, where are you?
Gathering. All the money.
Yes. Amen.
And something else. I've said it before.
Talk about it, Pastor.
And I'm telling you, it's not to just to pick on one particular pastor. The same pastor that his wife would make the most. Everybody stands for the greatest preacher this side of heaven. Who lied to you? The greatest preacher. Ask him, well, where does this scripture come from? Wait, I got to get my Bible and look it up. You're supposed to know some of the Bible. I don't say you're supposed to know it from cover to cover, but you're supposed to have an idea. Well, that comes out of Genesis. And when you go to it, it's out of Amos or something. They don't know. They done heard somebody else say it, so they repeat it. And, you got to buy a ticket to go to come early and register. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Early and register.
Then you got to spend money on hotels and all that.
Oh, yeah. And guess what else?
Hallelujah.
Give your name, your address, your phone number, and then the office is calling you.
Mm-hmm.
We have another conference. It's It's going to be in your city in about 6 months. You want to register now and get a kid? Okay, it's going to cost you $100, $150 to go to a conference, and they got 10,000 people going there. You know, in 6 months, you can gather up 10,000 people. You know, and that's just in one city.
Hallelujah.
But what they make, all of it is tax-free.
Hallelujah.
Tax-free. They go under the 501.
Yeah, you don't want to be under that.
Yeah. No, they go under the 501, and it's tax-free. It's exempt. Okay?
Jesus said.
What happens when the government says, okay, you cannot preach Jesus?
Oh, Jesus.
It's coming to that.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
You let the government get involved in your church.
Yeah, you can't
see. Well, oh, my God.
You can say Lord. You can say God, but you can't say Jesus.
My God. My God. If you're talking, you're preaching good, Pastor. Bishop. Yes, you are.
It gets under my skin like a
I know. They told me when I was first ordained pastor, a friend told me, better make sure when you get your church, you get 501C. And when I said, oh, no. And I told Apostle that I was told about that. And Apostle said not to do it. And I know not to do it.
Oh.
Because, you know, the government gets involved. And then you have to do what they say when it comes to your church and tell you to do this and do that. Because you're receiving from the government or not to do it. But anyway, we got to do it God's way. God said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's.
Amen.
That's the scripture for that. Pay your taxes. Then Jesus, give them miracle money to pay their taxes.
Amen.
Now go pay your taxes, Peter. Y'all go pay your taxes. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. You don't want to owe them anything. Give it to them. And render to God what is God. Amen. Amen. So let's move on because we got to go. It's getting close to that time. So if you want some spiritual value, it's in Jesus. You will go to Jesus. Put him first.
Amen.
Get the word out in your life. You're going to have true riches.
Mm-hmm.
He calls them to get on the spiritual goal train, the spiritual goal standard. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And live out a genuine life of faith that's tried in fire.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, don't we know about the fire?
Yes, Lord.
Be tried in the fire to get genuine faith before a lost and dying world.
Jesus.
It might see their wealth disappear down here when you give it up for Jesus, but they will be laying up treasures over there in heaven. Hallelujah. Into the storehouse of God.
Yes, Lord.
You're making that sacrifice. You're making that down payment.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're paying with your life. You're living a holy life. That's glory be to God. That's the sacrifice that gives you that faith that you need, that gives you that goal that makes you pure unto God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not on your holy garment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God sees you as one of his. Hallelujah. We all
Hallelujah.
But are you a son or are you a daughter? We're all children of God. But have you graduated into a son and a daughter? Are you adopted by God? So come for the spiritual wealth. He invites them to adorn yourself in spiritual garments. That invitation comes with salvation. Because he says you're naked, you're lost in your sin. If you come to me, he says, if you go to God, he will clothe you in the robes of righteousness.
Yes.
Hey, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And you will be no longer naked and exposed in the
sight of God.
According to Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, read it. Come for your spiritual eyesight. He invites them to come to him so that he can restore their vision. When that spiritual vision is restored,
They're going to be able to see themselves as they are, and we'll be able to see ourselves as he is. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
This will lead to repentance, obedience, and humble service. We need that spiritual vision. He told them, you're naked and you're blind. My God, you don't want to hear God say those words. They're dead. He's saying you're dead, you're dry, you're indifferent. You're not like me. You're indifferent spiritually.
Yes,
Lord. They cannot see themselves or the Lord as they truly are. See, Jesus can open up the blind eyes.
Amen.
You walk, you won't be lame no more.
And all right,
now. Your right mind, amen?
Amen.
You can't be insane anymore. It's insanity to know the word and preach the word, look at this word, know Jesus went to the cross, and you say you believe it, but you live like the devil. That's insanity. You're preaching it. You got this knowledge in your head. Intellectually, they'll call, I'm intellectually blessed, I'm intelligent, and I know the word, and I got my degrees. You got all that. And on your way to hell, what good is it? What good is it if you're not serving the Lord? What good is all of that? It's no good. It's not true gold that you get from your faith being tried and living a holy life. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus invites them. He gives them some much needed advice, like Apostle was doing at three churches that I know of. Apostle went to, and he saw what was going on. God sent him there so he could go there and help them. God wanted them to know what they're doing wrong. Oh, but they wouldn't accept that. They wouldn't accept Apostle. Matter of fact, some of the people in the church couldn't stand it.
My.
Couldn't stand it. The man of God that he is. Why? Because they're blind, crippled, and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They can't see Jesus.
Amen.
He
got to
go through some kind of training.
Yeah.
How about that?
Training.
Yeah,
a man that sits in the office of an apostle and a prophet.
You
got to
go through some kind of training before you.
God is training us all the time.
All right now.
You don't need man to train us. God is training us. God is going to put you through that fire. You're going to get some training.
Everybody wants you to get this training. Well, this is the way we should talk to you on all day minister. Okay? If I come to another
place.
I'm going to come to the church. And I'm going to listen to the word. But I'm going to have to go and sit in a class that I can teach half of the people that are up there teaching. I can teach them the other half of what they don't know.
Amen.
I read it. And I
Amen.
Very well.
Amen. Once we get the understanding, though, we got to live it.
Yeah.
We got to live it. Yeah. They got head knowledge, and that's it. That's it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
People are so excited when they're preaching. They got one preacher, that won't even go, and he won't even accept the invitation unless they give him $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I won't mention no name. And this came out of a pastor's mouth about this person because he was visiting our church that we were affiliated with. And he had to have $1 million up front.
Mm-hmm.
That's some kind of prostitution. Spiritual prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have this much money to go and preach God's word.
Jesus.
What? You don't have to buy God's word. Glory be to God. So he asked God to open up the eyes. That's what Jesus is saying. He's telling them, you got to have your vision back. You need some revival. We need personal revival. Not
yes, Lord.
The body of Christ, the congregation, the corporate, like you said, the corporate blessing.
Yes.
But we also need personal revival.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is full of compassion, and he's faithful. And we have to have compassion and be faithful.
Yes, Lord.
But they rejected him, but he still loves them. And what a blessing it is. Time after time, Jesus has been rejected, but he still loves us.
Amen.
Jesus still want to help us. He doesn't want to see. He doesn't want to send us to hell. Jesus doesn't just write people off when they don't do as he pleases like people do. But he calls them. He continues to love them even when they reject him and his love.
Yes, Lord.
My God. People do all kinds of things to win the love of others.
Mm-hmm.
We try to buy love. We want to buy people.
Yes.
It's all, you know, it has happened. And it happens over and over because you want people to affirm you. You want people to accept you and all of that. And you give your all in all. But when it comes to Jesus, they don't want to give. They don't want to sacrifice for Jesus, for the kingdom. They don't want to do that. But they'll give to other people just to get accepted. They'll go out their way to get accepted. Trying to, you know, it's good. We got to love people, but we can't buy love. You can't buy the gift of the Spirit. That comes from God. You can't buy any of that. And you sure can't. You can try to buy that from people, but you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. If you feel like you got to give for somebody to love you, you're in the wrong place. You got to get out of there because that's not the way. That's not the way. So Jesus tells them, and he's telling us today, that just because he loves us like we are, he loves us too much to leave us as we are.
Yes.
Yes, because he loves us. He loves us. He loves us too much to leave us as we are. He won't forsake us. He wants to get our attention today, just like he wanted to get their attention then.
Yes, Lord.
He wants to turn us to him. He will rebuke us now. We got that right. This word means that he will convict us or correct us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Apostle was trying to do in them last three, at least two for sure. And then when he left the church and went back, you know, not he was never a member, but he left one of the churches and went back, and they told him he had to go to some classes and stuff to be restored. He was talking about that, yeah, to be restored. What? My God. Talk about craziness. I tell you, they got some craziness going on in church. That is totally crazy.
Pastor's mother answered the phone. She said, I'll let Pastor know. The woman was in need. She got three children, I think.
And she was about to be evicted from her house.
And all she needed was a little help.
She needed a little help.
Anyway, I had money in my pocket. I had to pay it today, this brother.
Yeah. I told her we could help her, but not with all she needed at the time. But she was so far behind in her rent. She was behind in her rent. But
I was financially able, she wouldn't have been kicked out.
But you know what? We prayed.
That's right.
And she got all the help she needed. God gave her all the help she needed. He
answered
those prayers when we prayed. She was crying, and we were praying on the phone for her. And I'm telling you, God moved. And guess what? The Catholic Charities paid everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Catholic Charities paid it all.
Thank you, Jesus.
The fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God wants us to be convicted in our hearts through the Holy Spirit according to John chapter 16, verse 7. If we come to him, he's going to receive us. If we fail to heed his rebuke, he will use more. He will give us more chastisement. Hallelujah. He's going to correct us.
Amen.
He's going to chastise us and correct us with one blow after another.
That was one thing.
He will decide to touch any area of your life that he chooses to get your attention.
That's right.
He might even use death. Hear me.
Yes.
according to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30. He may even use debt to get your attention.
But we have to remember, even if he does, whoever crossed over was his before he was ours.
That's
so
right.
According to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15, God says those who refuse to walk in his path will encounter trouble in their lives. Trouble that only God can get you out of. He allows it, but only God can get you out of it. Amen. Going through the fire is not trouble. Going through the fire of God is not trouble. It keeps you out of trouble.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because your faith, because of the faith that's tried in the fire, it's going to believe every word of God. Hallelujah. It's going to trust God. Glory be to God. It's going to praise God. Glory be to God. That kind of faith is the faith that's strong, and nothing and nobody is going to make you turn away. Hallelujah. The devil's going to try, but if you have that kind of faith, you'd be like, devil, you got to go about your business. You're not about to get nothing here.
That's right.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Right.
And then God will even rebuke the devourer. When you decide to give to God, he'll rebuke that devourer for you. He'll open up the windows of heaven. Malachi 3 and 10 says he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on you. That's so much that you're not enough room to receive, and you got to give some away. You're in the overflow. That's what great faith does. Amen. It puts you into the overflow where you can give to others. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So God gives them a word of counsel, and he tells them, you got to repent. Hallelujah. He gives us the word of repentance when it's time. You got to repent. That's what God is telling them. And because God comes to us and tells us when we do wrong, what a blessing. What a blessing when we can hear God when he tells us that we're doing something wrong. Amen?
Amen.
When you can get on fire for God, Jesus is calling the church to get on fire. Get on fire, holy fire. Not that fire that you got, that strange fire you're working with. My God, that kind of fire that have nothing of God. They're hot. They're so hot, they're on fire. Oh, you got to go see this when they're hot. It's hot. It's good. It's good. It's good. Oh, when you hear this preacher preach, my God, you're gonna feel the glory. You're not feeling the glory. Your flesh is getting excited, but they don't have nothing to do with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When them prostitutes out there is selling the word of God, they're getting in trouble for that. That's trouble.
Jesus.
That's trouble. That's trouble. Well, you preaching yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All the while, you preaching for yourself. You're not preaching for the kingdom. Glory be to God. We got to, the old saying is practice what you preach. Well, they don't do that. They're preaching out of the Bible, but they're not practicing what they're preaching.
Okay. Any one of them selling books, Bible, just pick one, anyone, small, flat, a paperback, all of that, whatever. Bible. And everything in there, all they did was went and got scriptures and put it in the book. You got a Bible without every scripture that you need.
Amen.
For a love gift of $55.
My God. My God, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they sell all the books. Now, they might bait you in and give you a tape now.
Uh-huh.
When you first become a member, they'll bait you in. But, we're not talking about all churches now.
No.
Don't get it twisted. We're not talking about all churches because God got his remnant church. Amen. He's always got people that are there for him.
Having a church and selling recordings of that church. But not in the sanctuary.
No.
No.
Not in the sanctuary. No. It should be separate.
That's right.
It should be separate from the sanctuary.
Right.
Jesus let us know that when he put a whip on them, when he whipped them. And
this one,
in the temple.
When that pastor stood up on that altar and said, "We're going so and so and so place," we're
going to
get there.
Glory to your
name, Jesus. All the people in the church got called. Somebody needs to ride. Plus, we have a church band. You know, we'll bring people over there. The same people we're going to pick up to come to our sanctuary, we can bring those people to the island and bring them back where we normally drop them off. No, that meant he had to pay the two drivers for both of them. He had to pay the two drivers to drop these people off. You know, he picked them up. They picked them up. But why he couldn't drop them off at his house?
If
they didn't have a vehicle to get there, they surely didn't have money to go back. And then you couldn't get back home the best way to show
up. Well, God loves the church.
Right.
And so, even with Laodicea, he's still warning them. Warning comes before destruction. He's warning us personally, and he's warning us corporately. And today, this is a warning, and we preach it all the time. It's not like people haven't heard it before.
Yeah.
But that's another thing. When they have arrived, as they call it, oh, I heard that before. Oh, I preached that before. And one time I was told, I preached that before. But I didn't preach it like that. And the Holy Spirit didn't give it to you like that. It was different from that.
Yeah.
Well, the Holy Spirit didn't give it to me like he gave it to you.
That's
right. But it's still the Word of God, and it still had the right meaning. But because you didn't preach it like that, you think it's wrong. Well, that's when we are high and mighty. We're so high and mighty. About to take a nosedive. But like I said,
yes,
we need the counsel of God. We got to be zealous for God. And then we must repent. Repent. Jesus is calling the church today to get on fire for him.
Hallelujah.
And when we see our need to turn to him, it's going to give us genuine repentance, y'all. Remember, repentance can be defined as a change of mind that results in a change of direction.
Yes.
That's what the dictionary said. If Laodicea and the church of Laodicea today would come alive to the Lord in his presence, to really desire his presence, we're going to be moved by the cross. We're going to be moved by what the cross did. And the lost will come to Jesus. And the lost will come to Jesus. You got to hear and heed the voice of the Lord today. We need to ask the Lord to let us see ourselves. Let us see ourselves, God, as we really are. Because we want to see you how you really are, God. God, help us to come to repentance so that we can get on fire for you, God, and repent of the rejection, repent of this indifference that we have towards your word, repent of being a person of apathy and our lack of conviction. Repent of not being concerned about others. God, help us to get to you before your judgment falls on us, oh God. Peter prayed that prayer. But our Lord really wants to bless us, Pastor. He always does. He doesn't want us to perish. It is
Amen.
Not his will that anyone perish.
John 3:17.
Laodicea was like, look at us and all we have. We are doing fine and we don't need nothing. I pray that all of us today will never get to that place.
So
because
true,
the sad truth is that some people get more excited about money in the bank than they do about the soul.
Yes, Lord.
About lost
soul.
Yes, Lord.
About people who need to be delivered.
That's right.
More excited about money than they are about people that seek to be healed, to help the sick, to help the poor. They get more excited about big numbers in the congregation than they do about sincere worship of the Lord. They are so much more blessed. I think they're so much more blessed by what they have than by the Lord showing up. We want the Lord to show up and move in the service. They're not excited. They're not looking for that. They want to be the people to be excited about preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Excited about how they preach.
Jesus, Jesus.
So how do you see yourself today? We want to see ourselves like Jesus sees us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What we need more than money. Oh my God, Jesus, help us. What we need more than money, more than the big crowd.
All right, now.
More than the big building. More than recognition among people, among the in the community or whatever. More than many of the things that we place so much value on. We need Jesus more. We need what he can do for us. I would rather have Jesus. I would rather have him than silver and gold. I would rather have Jesus more than wealth untold. His presence, I'd rather have his presence. I'd rather have his power more than anything that material can give. Lord, we need you. Please seek the Lord today. We got to welcome him. Welcome him into life. Turn the door now. Open the door. Let him in. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We must worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church is in trouble. When the church stops moving forward, it crashes. Hallelujah. God, help us to be more passionate about you and what we can do for the church, for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We need God more than anything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Church is in trouble, but not all hope is lost. There's hope.
Yeah.
Jesus comes to give us his cure for that. He's saying to us today, come to me. Give me your life. Hallelujah. Come to the amen. Come to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we pray, we say, let it be so. Well, I'm saying today, I pray, we come to Jesus, give our entire lives to him. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you for the holy fire.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for putting us through the fire. Mm-hmm. Because in that fire, we will not burn. In that fire, God, you will be in there with us. And you will take us through the fire. And when we come out, our faith gets greater and greater when we come out the fire. That's the goal. That's the goal. We purchase it with our life given unto God. That's what the Holy Spirit put on my heart. Because I wanted to know how do we come and buy gold, God. He's just saying, come and get it. It's free, but you got to do the work. You got to do the work. You got to make the sacrifices. That's what he's saying. That's how you get it.
Hallelujah. By your faithfulness and leaning always to the truth. So we can say amen. We can say so be it. Let it be so, God, today. Let it be so that people will come to you, open up that door of their heart, and let you in. Let it be so, God, today. Like Mary said, when the angel spoke to her and told her what was going to happen, that she was going to be mother of Jesus, she said, be it unto me. She didn't understand. Many things we don't understand. Some things are a mystery. But Lord, whatever you want to do with us, be it unto me. Do it, Lord. That's the prayer. Do it, Lord, because I want the gold that I don't have to buy. Hallelujah. And we say amen to that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus came, went to that church, he went to a church for the final word. Hallelujah. Confirming to them, I see you. I hear you. I know what you're doing. Regardless of how that church saw itself and how it sees itself today, Jesus comes to tell them the truth. He comes to tell us the truth.
Yes, Lord.
He comes to have the final say. He has the final say to the church today as he did in Laodicea.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He comes as the one that confronts. He comes as the faithful and true witness. You see, the church had the vision. They didn't have no more vision. They were blind. They were flawed. And we asked Jesus, God, take away our flaws. Burn it off with your holy fire, God. We want that fire shut up in our bones, God. We want to stay on fire for you, Lord. Be it unto us, O God. Be it unto us to serve you with all of everything in us, O God, that you put in us, God. Be it unto us, O God. It's like Mary said. She didn't understand, but she said, be it unto me. Have your way with me, God. Have according to thy will. That's right. Hallelujah. So what we need is all that God had to give. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I encourage you to get on fire for God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, we bless your holy name, God. Thank you, Jesus. We want to be wealthy in the spirit. God, we need the spiritual wealth, God.
Yes.
Lay it on us, Jesus. Lay it on us, Jesus. And, Lord, I don't mind. Lord, we don't mind going through the fire. We don't mind sowing our life into the kingdom, God. That's the mindset, God. We don't mind. Because we know your way is the best way, God. We know, God, that everything you have to give is holy and wonderful and pure, good, beautiful. And, God, we want it all. God, we want it all, God. And we want to get our reward, Father, that you have waiting for us in heaven. We want to walk those streets of gold. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to live with you forever, Jesus. We don't want to torment forever, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So thank y'all for coming to listen. And remember, these promises that God has given is always present with us. Hallelujah. The truth is that Jesus wants to bless us. He doesn't want us to just read the word and preach a sermon. He wants to live through us. The Laodiceans evicted Jesus Christ from their church. He's on the outside trying to get in. He wants us to open the door, right? Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Father, to turn to you. Open that door. Those who are lost, Bishop is going to do the prayer of salvation. Jesus is standing at the door, and he knocks. He wants to get you in. Get you in to him.
Amen.
To Jesus. He's standing there, and he knocks. Hallelujah. He said, behold, I am continually standing at the door. I'm continually knocking on the door. He never gives up in his efforts to enter into the lives of those that are lost, backslidden, and even for those he loves, for all of those he loves, because he loves us all. I'm glad he never gave up on me. I'm glad God gives you chance after chance after chance. God, I thank you for keeping me, keeping my family and my friends, oh God. Thank you for not giving up on us, God, when we were out there and we were sinning. And even now when we make mistakes, Lord, we thank you for not giving up on us. And he was telling this church, I'm not giving up on you. There is still hope if you just repent. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, he said, he'll come in. He'll open the door to your heart today. There's a need for the whole church to get on fire so that he can come in. He just needs just one person to hear him today and open up the door. Jesus is a kind and passionate and loving God.
Yes, he is.
He will knock and he will call, but he will not break down the door. You hear me? He's not going to break down the door. He's a gentleman. It must be opened by your own will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to come in and sup with you, have a meal with you, if you will just open the door. Open it. That's our cry today. Let him in, church. Don't stay as a member of a dead, dry church. You don't want to be that way. If you hang out with the dead, you'll get dead too. Or you'll stay dead. Open up the door to Jesus and you'll come in and you'll have revival in your house, in your life, in your house, in your family. While everyone else is around, dead. Don't blame their condition on others. Don't blame the problems on other people. Don't blame others. Open up the door and let Jesus in. It's on you. Amen? It's on you. We will all benefit from salvation. And it's there for us all. And Pastor's going to invite you now. Hallelujah. Into the kingdom. And you have promises that you will reign with him. You will rejoice with him in his heaven someday. That's a powerful promise. And Jesus speaks to the church of Laodicea. He's speaking to the church filled with lost people. Filled with lost people, these churches. Coming to Jesus is worth your while.
Amen.
I'm glad he made that offer to me one day.
Yes, Lord.
And I remember the day. And I'm glad he gave me grace to accept him. Have you been saved? You can be. If he is calling you to come to him, please come to Jesus right now.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Where are you now? It's okay wherever you are.
whatever you're doing, stop and say the prayer. It doesn't matter what you've done. God will forgive you. And get on fire for God. Allow God to use you as he please after you get saved. Because you're only saved by his grace, and he'll continue to pour out his grace for you to stand and do all to stand on his word.
Yes, Lord.
And you'll be able to do all things through Christ who will strengthen you. And he promises that you'll have trials. You'll be tested.
Yes.
We're telling you the truth here. You'll be tested, but it's worth it.
Because
you're going to come out as pure gold. Hallelujah. Every
Jesus.
Bit of all the old stuff will drop off.
Hallelujah.
You'll be able to be clean and be used by God.
Thank you,
Jesus. I'd rather be used by God than to be used any other way. Use us,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Use us, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
Get committed to the Lord and his work. Hallelujah. Get committed to the things of God. Can you hear? Did you hear? Did you hear him say, behold, I'm at the door and knock.
Okay.
Amen. Hear my voice and open the door. I'll come in to him and I will sup with him and he with me. Open your door now. He's not going to knock it down.
All right now.
He wants our fellowship with him. Let him have it.
Jesus.
Let him have his way. And he'll keep you in the way. He'll keep you in the truth. And you'll have eternal life. Lord, we thank you for eternal life, God.
Yes,
bring
yes,
him to
yes.
you, Father. Let him hear you, Lord. Draw him to Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto Jesus. But we have lifted up the name of Jesus. We have given his word today. And we're praying. People heard this word. And they will stop being lukewarm and be on fire for God. Do it today. Please do it today. Before it's too late. Nobody can pray you out of hell.
Amen now.
We pray for you right now, huh? We can't pray you out of hell. When it's over, it's over. We can't pray you into heaven, and we can't pray you into hell. My God, that decision is made by you. Whoever needs to be saved or come back to the Lord, do it right now before it's too late. Hallelujah. When the door be shut forever, it's like it was in the days of Noah. And he couldn't get in. Once the windows and the doors were shut, that was it. It was over. The whole world was destroyed. Don't let your life be destroyed. Give it to Jesus. Without him, you have nothing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you. And we pray that your word was heard today, God. Oh, we pray that the blind eyes was opened, God.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray now, God, that you have entered in to their minds, their hearts, so that they can receive you, Lord, that the door has been opened.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus Christ's name, we say amen.
Amen.
Amen means let it be so, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bishop? Here, time for the prayer of salvation. Thank you, Lord. Give me the cup.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Here's our bishop.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory, honor, and praise. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Honor, glory, and praise.
Glory to you.
Now, those who have joined late and those who have never received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and for our brothers and sisters who have strayed off the path of righteousness,
yes,
come
yes.
back home. I urge you, do it quickly.
Yes.
Because you know that God don't play. And if it's your time, he's going to call you home.
And amen.
All of us a chance, after chance, after chance. When I was out there in that world, a whole lot of different things, but I repented for it. Mm-hmm. Never went back to doing those foolish things. You know, because I figure, just like the word says, you know, I was a kid then. I mean, you know, you could be 40, 50 years old and still be a kid.
My Lord.
But when I did the things of a child, I acted as a child. Now that I'm a man, I put away the things of a child. Serious business. We're talking about eternal life or eternal damnation. Choose this day. Word says choose this day, death or life. Mm-hmm. And then it gives you a little hint. I choose life. It's right behind that. I you'll choose life. God giving you a little hint. Choose life. And actually, it's a direct order. You disobey that order, you're in a jam that you can't get out of. You can't get out of it. Save yourself. Save yourself. Excuse me. Save yourself. But the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, says it clearly. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, not a begotten, his only begotten Son, which is Jesus Christ. He's our gift from the Holy Spirit. A gift of salvation, everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn this world, but he did come to save this world. And he is the only way. That's why he's called the door, the way. Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah. Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Say the name, Jesus. If you need help, you get in trouble, people who don't even want to go to church, as soon as they smash the finger with a hammer, oh, Jesus, why are you calling Jesus? Well, they call him before you hit your hammer. Call him when you think. We need him all the time. But don't call him when you get in an emergency situation. Call him all the time. Jesus, I need your help. You wake up in the morning. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You let me sleep all night. You let me rise. I'm still here. I give this day unto you. For this is the day that the Lord has given.
Yes.
You'll rejoice and be glad in it. Just see. As it says in the book of Romans, chapter 10, at beginning at verse 8. What does it say? It says that if you have this word in you, it's in your mouth, which means you must speak it out loud. It's in your mouth. Say it out loud. Jesus, I want to receive you as my Savior. Please accept me. I want to receive you as my Savior. And mean what you say. You see, the devil cannot read your mind, but he can inject all these crazy, wild thoughts into your mind. Ask Jesus to rebuke him. Jesus' name, say, rebuke the devil, and he will flee. The minute you have a bad thought about somebody, you say something about somebody, say, oh, Lord, forgive me. I ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus, and he'll forgive you right then and there. Don't help me.
Amen.
Give it time to fester. And think about what you can do somebody when they say something to you. Yeah, I'm going to tell her this. I'm going to tell her that. I'm going to tell them that. No. God, forgive me for the thoughts that I just had. Back from my mind, please, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ died for our sins and our iniquities. Notice when I said our sins and our iniquities. God took sin upon his own self, his Son, made him sin. God made Jesus into sin to cover our sins and iniquities. Jesus didn't wasn't a sinner. He never was. He was made sin to be the only sacrifice that could save us. So God so loved us. And he still tries every day. He still tries. He still tries to get people to come to him. I urge you to come to him. If you don't believe me, believe what you see. Look at the weather. Look at the weather. They've had record freaking heats in places where this time we have a white Christmas. And it was in the 70s and the 80s. Oklahoma, Missouri, you know, up in New York, Dakota. All those places were hot. They didn't have white Christmas like they adjusted to. Things are changing. The world is in an uproar. The danger zone is everywhere. Be aware. Please accept Jesus as your Savior today. And if you confess with your mouth, as it says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, I confess with my mouth that I'm a sinner, Lord. And I want the world to know, the enemy to know, that I am on Jesus' team. I'm with Team Jesus. We are on the winning team. We cannot lose, not with the God we choose. He's the only God. So be a sport about it. Get on the right team. And whatever position that you play on that team, your key position, and you can help others. You can help others. Say to everybody, receive Jesus today, I ask you. I urge you to receive Jesus and repent. Repentance, like Pastor said earlier, repentance is not going to do the things that you were doing. That's in the past. And there's only three things, the past, the present, and the future. The past is what you were. The present is what you are. And the future is where you're going. We don't know what's in the future other than salvation or damnation. Choose salvation this day. Right now, I urge you earnestly, choose Jesus as your Savior. If you believe that Jesus died for our sins and that God raised him from the dead, and truly mean it, you are now saved. The next step, if you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, to find a church that will baptize you. If your church doesn't baptize you that way, remain in your church if you like the church. You like the pastor, you like the members of the church, and things are going great for you. Okay? That's your church home. And I'm not telling you, oh, leave there and go somewhere else. No. Find a church that will baptize you as the apostles did in the book of Acts, chapter 2. Beginning at verse 38. And the word of God says, and Peter said unto them, repent. The first thing Peter says, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. It doesn't say in any other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. He's the only way. The book of Acts. Chapter 12, verse 4. Chapter 4, verse 12. Nor is there any other name mentioned on the earth. No other name mentioned under heaven besides Jesus Christ. He's the only way. No matter what they may say on TV, nobody's going to hell. They got the devil was digging in that preacher's mind that started that. Mm-hmm. You know, he was deep in that preacher's mind. Talk about, he was among the church of Leo deceived the ones. Leo deceived, they were deceived. And that pastor was deceived. I pray in the name of Jesus that he has repented. I really do, because I understand he's still here on earth. I pray that he has repented for what he said, that what he taught people. Jesus is the only way. So God bless you if you have made this commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, repent, repent, repent. There are going to be trials and tribulations. Jesus told us that if we love him, the world's going to hate us. But you know what? The world can hate me all they want. I love Jesus. And I pray that all of us on this line today that have never accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, do so. Do it now. Don't hesitate and say, I'll do it tomorrow, because that's not promised for us. That's not promised for us. You know, your only promise, the only promise you have is restore and can. That's 70 years. That's what you promised. Don't mean you're going to make it to 70 years. So don't take the chance. Well, I know 70. You don't know. I praise the Lord. I crossed 70 a while back, you know, and I thank him every day, Lord. I'm just strictly on your graces.
Totally. Amen.
And anybody else who crossed over 70, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if he does allow us to cross over after we've crossed 100, so be it. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Glory.
As we helping others and doing what's right in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter if you live to be 134, 35 years old, you know. You got to be on Jesus' team.
Amen.
Amen. So God bless each and every one of you. Invite people to your baptism, because it's an outward sign that you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And by doing so, you can invite people to your baptism, and they may accept Jesus because of what you invited them. They may accept Jesus. And that jewel in your crown is for that soul that you invited to accept Jesus. Get a crown for the jewels. Invite them. Somebody, somewhere, is going to accept them. And I pray on this line every time I say this prayer of salvation and this urgent message, that if anybody crossed over and they've received Jesus, when I get my crown, I might not even be able to hold my head straight, because there's that many people as my jewels put in my crown. I don't care if it's the size of a pinhead.
It'll
be heavy enough weight. You know, oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. So God bless each and every one of you. Be careful in this holiday season. There are people who still have not received Jesus as their Savior and who still want to do harm to others. I rebuke that enemy in the name of Jesus. I ask Jesus to cancel those enemies' assignments that they want to hinder or hurt someone. Okay. So be blessed. Be blessed. Wear your mask. Don't say these foolish things like, oh, I've been vaccinated. The people who have been vaccinated don't put the mask on and still get a virus.
There's
like four strands of it out now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say, well, I got vaccinated, I can't catch it. Do not believe that. Put that mask on. Right now it's your first line of defense against it. You can put a mask. That's what I'm saying. People are not wearing the mask. So there's a lot of people, I've been vaccinated. I'm not going to worry about it.
Right.
No, but what about your family members and other people's family members who worry about it, because now that they have the virus and they have the shot? Don't play Monopoly, which is with your body, with your life. Don't do it. It's not worth it. God bless you, each and every one of you. Let me stop Joe Jacking, because I keep going on and on and on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle, it's back to you.
Thank you so much, Bishop and Apostle. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for the words that we have heard today. What a blessed word. Lord, we ask you to, oh God, open the window, the door, and the gates of heaven right now for them. And God, we ask that you would pour out fresh oil from heaven, like you did for Aaron. Go and anoint them from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. Let the oil run down their garments. representing the church, oh God. Father, we ask, Lord, even right now, that you would touch their lips and touch their eyes and their ears, oh God, that they would see more and hear more and speak more. Father, we're so grateful for what you have done today. Bless all that concern them. As you said in your word, you will perfect that which concerneth them. And Lord, we ask for peace, your peace to overtake them. Oh God, wrap the grace of the heavenly room around them right now, God, that they would know that they are surrounded with the grace that only comes from you. And Father, we are so careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' holy name, I am so blessed today, Apostle Bishop.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you know, I was thinking yesterday, I was thinking about going back into my manual and teaching on the book of Revelation as the Lord had given me, a cue to go back there. And then when you send me that message and says, goal refined by the fire, I said, in the fire. I said, wow, God is speaking. Because he told me to go back and teach on the book of Revelation from chapter 1 to verse 22. And I said, okay. Yeah. But then when you come with this, I said, well, that's God speaking. Because he already told me that. Teach on the book of Revelation, because this is what's happening now. This is happening now.
Yes, it is what's happening.
And more,
that's right.
More plagues are coming. More plagues are coming, I tell you. But you really took that church. You took that church to another place today. I tell you the truth, Apostle, you did. You just opened in. I mean, you opened that door to that church that anybody could look in. That's what I saw.
Amen.
You opened the door that anybody could look in and see. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What he
That's
did 2,000 right. years ago, he's still doing now. He's still exposing the false church. You know, last night when I was looking at that, and I said, I was going to wait till this morning to fill out the thing. And the Lord said, the Spirit said, no, go ahead, fill it out now. He says, fill it out now, because I had to get up early and take some out to work. So he said, fill it out now. So I was filling that thing out. And the Lord dropped something in my spirit so powerful that scared it. He told me that a lot of worshipers, listen what he told me last night, a lot of worshipers and a lot of leaders that are holding down the church going to leave this world. He said that a lot of them not even going to see, they're not even going to see the new year 2022.
Oh, geez.
He said because he said, I've given them voices. This is what he told me last night. He said, I've given them voices to praise and worship. But they're not really praising and worshiping me. That's what Lord told me last night. He said that they're worshiping for money and they're living a lifestyle that don't glorify him.
That's right. That's what they're doing.
Wow.
Oh, God.
He said they're not the church.
Oh, God.
He said they're not the church. That's before you sent me the message. I was laying on the bed studying. He said they're not the church. He said, I give them the voice to worship me, but they're not worshiping me. You know,
my God,
and I said, wow. Remember a couple of years ago, I told you all some pastors was going to die, and so many pastors died that year. Over 50 some pastors died. Bishops and pastors, they died. And Lord said, a lot of these people are going to die. I mean, these are people that are 35 and 30 years old, 22 years old, 24 years old. I mean, these are young women and men that are singing praise and worship. And they go on places, and you can know that they're not honoring the Savior that we honor, because they're going to places that got 15,000. God showed me last night. I saw it last night. He said they're going places that got 15 and 20, 30,000 members. They got 3 services going on, but they're not preaching about him. He said they're not talking about repentance. They're not releasing a message that convicts the people to turn from their way. They're not preaching that message, and these people are going those places to sing worship, but they're not singing worship to him.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, God.
Jesus.
Feasting and worship, because when they're done, they get a check from the church for $6,000 or $7,000.
Jesus.
I said, wow.
My God, Jesus.
Oh, show me that last
My
night.
My God, Jesus. Yeah.
And then he showed me this big preacher. This big preacher came in, worship leader came in from Nigeria. And she's very hot. I mean, she's hot. She got a melodious voice.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes to minister, minister and song. She goes to minister at Joel Osteen Church. And God showed me that last night. So I just thank God for that word. That word was such a It was such an on-time word. It was an awakening word. A lot of people don't like to touch the book of Revelation. But we're living in the book of Revelation right now. The word is in the book of Revelation. You know?
Yes, Lord.
He's unfolding. The very gates are open right now. You know, the very gates are open right now. And people are playing with it. I like what you said about, I like what you said in the prayer of salvation about eternal. I think I can't remember the phrase, but you said eternal life or damnation, some of that, or eternal damnation.
Mm-hmm.
But that was so powerful. Mm-hmm. You have a choice to make. Either you can go to, you can go and have eternal life, or you can have eternal damnation. You know, eternal suffering, that's what it is. And you have a choice. God has given us that choice, that we can make that choice. He sent his son Jesus to die, so we still have a choice. Jesus died for sin, but we still have a choice. We can walk out of sin or we can stay in sin. Oh, my God, you said something so powerful that you said he's not going to break down no door for you.
was
so powerful, Apostle. He's not going to break down no door. He's knocking on the door, but he's not going to break down the door. He came through the wall one time. And when the boys were inside there talking and was scared hiding from the Romans, he came through the wall. He ain't came through the door. He came right through the wall. He's not going to break down no door for nobody.
Right. No,
you're
going
to have to open the door to yourself. Your own heart door going to have, you have to open by submitting to him and committing to him. Invite him in your heart.
Jesus.
So that was powerful. The word was just so right on time. I tell you, it was just so right on time. Pastor, I was feeling that word every day as you were delivering that message. I was feeling it. I was feeling it, you know. You know, when the word's speaking to you, you can feel it. You can feel it. Yeah, that word was, I could feel it. I tell you, I can feel it, you know. I could feel that word. You know, I could feel that word that Jesus was speaking.
It was just, he was speaking. It was so powerful. It just brought me to tears. Apostle.
It's a powerful word.
My God, Jesus.
Let's keep on doing what you're doing. You know, your best is yet to come.
Amen.
You say that you're in fire now. We all in fire, I tell you. We all are going through.
Yes.
We're dealing with something.
But he's with us.
You know, God is taking us through, you know.
Yes, he is. And that's what I love about it. He's in the fire with us, you know, and God he's right there. His presence is there, you know, and we know when we come out. When we come out, there's even more. There's even more that God will give. Hallelujah. Our faith gets greater. He gave us the faith.
Yes.
He sowed the faith to us. And then he comes to make it greater and greater in him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In him. That's how it gets great. Because I asked God that question, well, how do you buy gold? How do you buy? They come and buy it from me. But I was on the phone with my sister, and I call her my teacher as well, Apostle Millie. And that's how the Lord started speaking to me in the conversation when she and I were talking, because I didn't have a title, and I had just been reading in Revelation. I had just been reading Revelation all during the day. I was just reading, and he had me focused in chapter 3. I started focusing in chapter 3, and then as I was talking to her, the message came. The message came, and I started preaching it to her, really. Last night, I was preaching it to her. I said, well, thank you for listening, because I actually started preaching the word last night.
Amen.
Yeah,
Pastor Bishop Pooh, and I started preaching it, and that happens all the time. He just gives it to me like that, you know. And I said, oh, I got the word. I got the message. I got the message. I was getting it while I was reading, but then he started giving me nuggets as I was continued to talk, Apostle. So, Apostle, thank you.
He's talking about salvation, though. He's talking about salvation, that goal is salvation. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
Salvation is pure and gold. You don't pay anything for it. You don't cost you a dime. He paid all the price on the cross.
That's right.
He said that same word somewhere, thinking either in Ezekiel or Isaiah. He said that same word coming by without money.
And this is so beautiful.
We're so beautiful.
Yeah,
but you said another thing in the teaching today. Yeah, you said another word in the sermon today that was so powerful, that you said that even though that he rebuked the church, he still gave the church another chance. He still gave you a chance to come and repent. You know, that's the kind of God we serve.
Yes,
even though you're so far down in the muddy clay, he still reached down in the muddy clay to pull you up, giving us another chance.
Yes,
you know, he never leaves us without that chance of saying that you're going to want to repent. You have to put yourself in hell. He's not going to send nobody to hell. People are going to send themselves into hell. He's not going to send nobody to hell. They're going to take them to hell. But he's standing at the door, like you said, he's knocking. That's giving you a second chance. I know you're sitting in there. But if you open and let me in, I come in and clean up the sin. I come and clean it up. You know, I wash the sin away with my blood. My blood will make you clean. It will make you clean. It will make you white as snow. My God, I tell you, that's a powerful sermon today. I tell you the truth, that was powerful today. I could see it with my spiritual eye. I could see it. I was writing a sermon this morning. I talked last couple of weeks ago about the sanctified church, and which is the same thing as purified. But today, as you were teaching that, the Lord gave me a message, the purified church. You talk about going refined in the fire, and he talked about the purified church. I said, wow.
Right.
Maybe I get to teach that sometime.
The purified church,
you know. Glory to God. Well, the line is open. Thank you so much, Apostle. You blessed me again today. The line is open.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor, even to the Spirit of the Lord. My body, to Apostle Calvin, his wife, and to Apostle Milner, and to Bishop James, Mother Grantley online, and Deacon Lula, whenever she can get through. So I just want to praise God again for another opportunity to hear, search. Now, this word is powerful. All God's word is powerful. All God's word is powerful.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, I'm just going to say it. That was a timeless word. A time we are living in.
That's right.
And as you went from one, I'm going to use the word, one step to the other, can see what the Lord is singing in his word.
Thank you, Jesus.
And, you know, even as last night, as you said, you preach it to me. Some of that. I refuse to be cold.
Because
if I can't be hot for Jesus, I ain't gonna be cold. And I know I won't be lukewarm. Because if I'm gonna be lukewarm, I'm gonna go and sit down. You know what I said? Sit all the way down. Because I don't want him to spew me out of his mouth. Amen. That's why I said, I want to stay with Jesus so I can stay hot. I'm hot in the fire.
Right.
Because as he keeps putting me through the fire, hallelujah, when we bring God, I'm going to be as pure as gold. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why you keep going through the fire. Hallelujah.
Every
time you turn around, that fire got a little hotter. And we keep on going through. Oh, we know that's the only way he can make it through this time. We got to go through. And I just praise God for his keeping power, for keeping us, giving us that strength, giving us that mind to continue to think. Because so many people keep going through, keep going through, keep going through. They're going to start to wild. Hey, take all this. I ain't want none of it. Hey, we don't say that. We just keep on going. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because we know him. Hallelujah. And that song you were saying, a charge I give. And we got a God to go with that.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, that was beautiful. It just blessed my soul this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yay, hallelujah. And this is for everything. Hey, because God wasn't talking about one church. He would let them know, hallelujah. I'm talking about every soul on the face of this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He don't make me sick. I ain't want nothing wrong. Hallelujah. Ooh, see, I let the hot. I let my people be hot and on fire for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be the righteous of him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I just praise God for you, sister. I just continue to keep encouraging you because I know you stay in that word. You keep spreading that word. Hallelujah. And I thank God for you. But we're going to have to leave right now. But I will get back in touch with you when I get back.
Okay.
When I get back.
Thank you.
And hallelujah. We're going to get back in that world.
Yeah, we're going to get. There's so much more.
Yes, it is.
So much more.
I'm telling you, every time you open your mouth, like you say it, God just knows. Taking you through. Taking you through. Taking you through. God. That was
through.
So beautiful. That was so beautiful.
Amen. I thank God for it. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank Lord. God. Thank God. I just wish there were so many more people, you know, that here in the New Orleans State, I'm talking about, we heard that word.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yes. Because we always got to examine ourselves.
That's right.
You know? And that's another message today about examining ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure that we're on the right track. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That we stay on the right track. Glory.
Amen.
Thank you, sister, for taking the time. All of you that's on the line, we appreciate every one of you.
Okay.
Thank you for the encouragement. You always encourage. And we pray that you all have the grace of God on the road. Hallelujah. We pray for a good report.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God for a good appointment.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for a good report. We thank you for hearing
us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for touching her body, God. Touching Janine.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We thank God for keeping her through this fire. For keeping her through this fire she's in. She's in the fire.
Yes, Lord.
And she's going to come out stronger with a testimony. Ooh,
yes, Lord.
Testimony she has.
Yes, Lord.
Or it's going to bless people and bring people out. Amen.
Glory
to God. Yes. God is allowing her to go through
thank
for
you,
his
Jesus.
Purpose. His purpose. His purpose.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
well,
Jesus.
She's telling her that it's for the purpose of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Right. It's not just to destroy her. It's not to kill her. It's for his purpose. That's
yes,
testimony
Lord.
Is going to bring a lot of people out and give a lot of people encouragement and
courage to go on.
She's been going for a while, so
that testimony
is going to be like, God will put me through this.
Yes,
God took me while I was going through. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
He kept me. Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes, 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 he did.
He's going to be telling that testimony for the purpose of God.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. So she's just not going through for nothing. God has
Amen.
For everything that he does in our lives. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
We are praying for her. We are keeping her lifted up to the Lord and you and your entire family.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank God for you being
Hallelujah.
A faithful friend.
Yes, 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 yes.
That's the difference. You an apostle and deacon and you know, faithful friends.
Yes.
You have
yes.
that. We have that with this church that God
Hallelujah.
Is. Yes, Lord. Yes,
God is
Lord.
Putting us together. This is God's church on this line.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Yes,
it's
it is.
His church. His
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Reverence
Hallelujah.
Him. So glory to God. We love you. And we love your
Apostle,
family.
Apostle
you
all Millie.
Too. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Apostle Millie, I tell this word, you know I love you, my sister, but let me tell this. I just heard this word as Apostle Minister to you concerning your sister. I just heard
uh-huh.
this in my spirit. Many people go through the wilderness, but everybody
yes.
don't get out of the wilderness.
That's right.
You hear what I'm saying? Many people
yes, sir.
Going through wilderness, and many don't get out. But your sister is having a wilderness experience. And
yes,
as the apostle says, when she come out the wilderness, she's going to have a wilderness testimony.
Yes.
I just heard it in my spirit. Just heard it in my spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
She's coming out. She's coming
Thank
out.
You, Jesus.
She's definitely coming out. And it's
Thank
for the
you,
glory
Jesus.
Of God. And she's going through
yeah.
for the glory of God. For the glory of God, and I'm thankful that you're
Hallelujah.
There with
Lord.
Her
Thank you, Lord.
Minister to her and constantly give her those scriptures. Those
yes, Lord.
Scriptures and speak
Thank
it over
you,
her
Lord.
Constantly.
Yes,
speak
yes,
it over
yes,
her.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory
yes,
to
yes,
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
so
you,
we God. We thank God for the testimony that's coming forth from her. Glory
thank
be to God.
You,
I thank
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Yes,
powerful
yes.
testimony that's coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is keeping her, and that's the testimony right there.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. In the fire with her.
Sure.
Yes, Lord.
In the fire with her. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't you know we're closest to God in the fire?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God.
Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Because I've had
you. You can rejoice right there. Right there, you can rejoice.
Yes,
Lord God. You can rejoice
Hallelujah.
Right there.
Hallelujah.
I can tell you, there's many that got in the wilderness after your sister and didn't even make it out. They already
That's
died
right.
in the wilderness.
Jesus. That's
they
right.
got
Jesus.
In the wilderness after your sister
night.
And they died in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Right.
Still,
right.
She's still moving through the wilderness. She's still moving through
yes,
the wilderness.
Jesus.
She's still moving. She's not stagnated. She's still moving. That's enough to praise
Lord.
God for right there. Because I know
yes,
several
yes.
people that crossed over, several
yes,
people
Lord.
That passed over since your sister was going through. And they
That's
got
right.
sick after
Lord.
Your sister. They got sick after
That's
your sister.
True. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
That's
Hallelujah.
Enough to praise him right
Hallelujah.
Here. That's enough to praise him.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank
he's still
you,
keeping
Jesus.
Her.
Thank you.
He's still keeping
Thank
her.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
He's
Thank
still
you,
keeping
Jesus.
Her.
Thank you, Jesus.
She living with stuff that other people die with. We living with stuff that other people die with. Do you know that?
Thank
you,
Lord.
My
yes,
God,
yes,
my,
yes,
God
yes,
my God,
yes,
my God.
Yes,
my God.
Oh, my God. That's what I was telling Apostle last night. I said, that's your testimony right there that God is keeping
Ooh, yes.
her. He's keeping her.
Yep.
Yes,
I
yes, yes.
What she said. I even said what she said. Apostle said, people have died while she's going through.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
While she's going through and God is keeping her.
Yes, yes,
his
yes.
His purpose.
His
oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And he loves it when
yes,
we
Lord.
And while we're going through. While we're going
Jesus.
Through.
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
God. And thank
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
God, I know I'm coming out. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I know I'm coming out, God. Ooh, by your grace and your mercy, God,
yes.
I'm coming out with your help, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And receive that word on your
yes.
sister that she's
yes.
coming out.
Yes, yes,
with
yes.
a powerful testimony.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Yeshua.
Glory
to
yes.
God, our deliverer.
Yes, Lord.
Restore.
Yes, Lord.
My God, our healer.
Yes, Lord
for
Jesus.
Restoring her, God.
My.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We
hallelujah,
the testimony
Lord.
That's coming forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Christ,
Jesus, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God,
thank
for
you.
The healing, for the miracle that you've already
thank
done
you,
with
Lord.
Her, God.
Oh, yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Lord,
of
I've seen
Jesus.
God work some miracles. I've seen
yes,
him
yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, he has shown me so many miracles.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
my
yes.
God. And when we look in the Word, we see all the miracles he did. And he's still doing them.
Still working,
yeah, he's still working. Still working. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we give him all the praise, all the honor, all the glory to it. And thank you, my sister, once again, Apostle. I love you so much. Glory
thank
be to
you,
God.
Lord.
And
thank
I love you so much. Oh, my God, I'm just going to be glad, hallelujah, when we get the building and everybody is in the building.
Amen.
But the thing is, we're going to be right here on this line today. Hallelujah. This is the church of God on this line, the remnant church of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's so powerful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your remnant, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything is done in God's timing.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. We're waiting on God. Hallelujah. Waiting on God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, the lane is open if anyone wants to encourage what you heard today. The lane is open. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank God for Apostle Stewart and Deacon Frazier.
Yes.
Sister
yes.
Anna, we thank God for you. Thank God.
Yes, you do, Lord.
Yes.
Mother Grant not on today. She has family. Pray for her son. She has a son that is being mesmerized by his wife will leave her, leave him and go to New York City, living in New York City. And he's got to pay her rent and all that. And she just want to be separated, but still want him to pay rent. And just keep him praying because Mother Grant feel like she's done some type of stuff to her son, you know, some off the hand stuff, you know. Got him messed up in his head, so keep him in prayer. Yeah, the line is open. Well, Apostle Millie. You can go ahead and close us out. Nobody's seen anything.
You and me. You want me to close them out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you for another day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that for you allowing us to cross over again to see a day that was set aside for Christmas. God, but we know
yeah.
every day is Christmas in our heart, Lord. But so many, God, so many gifts. And even one year, it's the gift out to those they want to give it out. But we thank you, Lord, that you had mercy upon us to let us see the day and brought us over the day. And God, we just thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your word that went forth, God. I mean, we always say all God's word is very important. But that word today, it was just like a right now word. I'm saying right now word. Because I tell you, peeves, hallelujah. It may be some most you can put in, but she put enough in today, hallelujah. If anybody want to really be live and be right and be righteous of God, all they need to do is get it right with God.
Yes,
hallelujah. I mean, if that was a beautiful word. I mean, when the word touched your heart, hallelujah. When the man or woman of God preaching the word, hallelujah, you can see what they're singing. And see, that's
okay.
God's word to do for us. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Going through that fire. We got to go through the fire. And I thank and praise
God
for giving us the strength to continue to go through the fire.
Yes,
and God. As we depart right now from the line, we are not departing from you, God. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to pray for each and every one, our sisters and our brothers through the rest of the day. And Lord, we will talk on the phone again to somebody today, one of our sisters and our brother. God, we ask you to just bless Apostle, Lord. I ask you to bless him and strengthen his body, God. Hallelujah. When he goes out to work, God, strengthen him, God. In the name of Jesus, I know your minister angels is all around him to keep him safely and bring him back home to his wife, God. We ask you to protect our overseer, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ain't going to say what I want to say, Jesus, but you know, it's kind of hard-headed sometimes. But it's okay, Lord. It's okay, Lord.
In other words,
you know it's hard.
Transit.
What you say?
Yeah.
What you say, Apostle? You want me to say what I want to say? What do you say? I see you're a little hard-headed. You know, you just won't sit down. But I know. You got things to do. But, you know.
Pray for your strength.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. But the Lord's going to keep him and then protect him. To bring him home safely to his wife, Lord. Oh, God, because the woman, she worries about her husband. Hey, you put yourself in a place, you can't help her. And I know God don't want us to worry, but she's concerned about her husband. And, Lord, I ask you just wrap your arms around her. Keep her.
Yes.
Keep her, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
She's
done
so much.
Yes. And our pastor, Lord, I ask you to continue to keep our pastor washing and our bishop washing, God. Oh, God, keep him. And this thing for him, Lord.
Yes,
oh, God, God, we believe you're going to do it. We believe, God. And, God, we stand on your word. Hallelujah, that church door will be open. Hallelujah. And we stand on your word, God. Hallelujah. We will walk through doors.
Hallelujah.
You got your own time. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Father, I just ask you, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, which is our strength, hallelujah, and our redeemer. In Jesus' name.
Glory.
Amen. Amen. Thank y'all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Miller.
Thank you. You're welcome, sweetie. I'll call you back when you get back.
Apostle Miller Knight?
Yeah.
That's our little joke. All right, thank you, Apostle Callender, Deacon Frazier.
God bless.
Deacon Frazier,
I'll talk to you all later. Thank you, Apostle Stuart, Brother Deacon. Thank you, Sister Anna. Thank you all for all being on the line
Sister
today.
Anna,
we got to send it out across the road right now.
Thanks to everybody. We
got to send it across the world now. God bless.
Amen.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.